Let's turn to Rob O'Donnell. He's a retired NYPD detective who joins me now. So this is a nice neighborhood. The NYPD was on this woman. She's a serial pilferer, and they tracked her to, as I said, my friend Bobby's townhouse, which he's never invited me to. It's fine. And they caught her in the act. I mean, if this can happen to him, this can happen to anybody. What are we going to do about this?
Well, burglary citywide is up almost 24%. So here's a career criminal. You said 26 arrests for her career, most of them burglaries. She has two active warrants. She skipped out on a court-ordered drug program. And here she is breaking into someone's house with their 10-year-old child sleeping upstairs. You know, if this was just not a property crime individual, if this was a violent criminal looking to hurt someone, you could have had another tragedy on your hands. Violent crime is up 33% citywide.
So if the judge sees this woman get in front of his bench and he doesn't give any bail, he just lets her out and says, you go to drug rehab. He's looking at a rap sheet a mile long. Drug rehab? What is he thinking?
Yeah, unfortunately, our great legislators in Albany have tied the hands of our judges. As you can see, the police department is actively out there. What's ironic about it is they call it the public safety team. These individuals were the old street crime, were the old anti-crime, you know, that were labeled as the bad police officers in New York City. This is what they do. They're letting the police be the police. They've relabeled them. They're tracking these criminals. The 19th precinct tells me she was one of their top five burglary suspects for this year. And that's what they're out there pursuing and looking to take off the street. And they've taken her off the street 26 times.
What's the mentality of NYPD if they just keep arresting the same people and then they have to rearrest them day after day?
It's frustrating, and that's why you're seeing a mass exodus in the NYPD. You're seeing the lack of recruitment to come back into the NYPD. You have a mayor who touted himself as a former police officer who never actually did policing. I worked with Eric Adams back in the transit police in the early 90s. He just does not have the skill set to lead a police department like he portrayed during his campaign.
What was Adams like when you worked with him back in the day?
Well, he was really good at sitting at a desk. I don't believe he has more than a handful of arrests for his 20-year career, where, you know, your active officers have four and 500 arrests. So I think that would speak for itself.
That's interesting. I bet a lot of people didn't know that. All right, Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, Jesse.